All your base are belong to 42 level 1.
This is Chip Sella, aka Captain Chaos from the B Team Podcast, and you're listening to 42 level 1.
Alice Kennedy, kid on my son. Brah, 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 coming down for you. Damn it.
Mandy, Academic Officer 73. I'm not really a normal person.
Razor, aka Big Fan, that's it.
I didn't hang up, goddammit.
Ross, aka Google School. I'm gonna start a rap career. I do dick the dick. Ross dicks the dick.
Follow me. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another night of Suffering Andy on the Air.
I haven't even said one word yet.
You just spoke and ruined my life. I'm Alistair Kennedy, a.k.a. Dalmeister. And fucking introduce yourselves.
Andy, Academian
1473. Busy, I've just got a text.
Is he? Let's get busy.
Fraser Graham, a.k.a. Big Farnuts.
The singing kettle.
It's me, Kettle. Right, anyway, so, what have we been doing?
two ticks, I need to get this fucking thing sent.
Right,
yes, I've been away, like, you fucking cam your tits.
I want to go.
I don't care, I'm going first.
Oh no, this is not what was agreed before the show.
When no one agreed to who was going first, we agreed when you could leave.
Oh, you were there when we agreed to who would go first.
Oh yeah, that's right. Smash it. I've been like watching 24 the past 2 weeks, to be honest, and just had better stuff to do. But yes, I'm back this week, and Andy's still here. Still can't get rid. If anyone has any suggestions, please let me know. I have been trying.
Jamalias will kidnap him for a fee.
Maybe.
Or free. Sorry, did I say fee?
It might happen. It might still happen. Mm. You know, if they ever get married, Jamal Ice will sound like a terrorist. Jamal Ice Hooker. Barry would be after him.
It's not my name.
Alright. Fucking.
Billy Piper.
It's not my name.
No, it wasn't Billy Piper.
It was Lily Allen
or something.
It wasn't Lily Allen.
Who was it then, gay boy?
Not telling you.
I don't think that's sent. Never mind. Well, I've been playing loads of games.
What have you been playing?
I played Trials, Fusion? Not Fusion. Frontier.
Oh, the old one?
No, on the phone.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, the iOS one.
Oh, son of a bitch, I thought it was something for the PS3.
No. Trials Frontier came out on iOS just the week before Fusion arrived. And it's still pretty decent. Like, see, after the $2.99 that I said that I'd paid to unlock like the extra bike or whatever and some in-game money, I haven't bought anything. I've not felt the need to either. The way I see Trials is it's a casual pick up every now and then game, and then put it down. Like sometimes you'll spend hours, but usually those hours are pushing restart, and yeah, I don't care about like, oh, you have to wait half an hour. It's fine. I'll play it again tomorrow. It's free, so I'd suggest getting it. Really suggest getting it. The movement and everything's okay in it. And Trials Fusion, obviously I played since the last time I was on. It's a good game as well, but I still prefer the very first Trials HD on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I just like the tracks in the first one, remember them?
Yeah, I must admit, that was something. Do I just round table this now?
If you want, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I quite agree. I mean, like, the tracks in it, like, it's a great, brilliant game. I love what they've done with it. But Everything was so easy right up to the expert level. And it's almost too hard. Whereas the older games that we used to play around at your house and stuff that they showed us, like, seemed doable. But there's, like, a good bit of trying in it. But, you know, I liked it that it was inside as well, you know. And it was more, like...
It was like a warehouse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like street worthy kind of thing rather than this future tech stuff.
Maybe you've just gotten better, Fraser.
Maybe you should shut the fuck up, Andy. I'm just kidding, sorry.
That's a valid point.
Maybe shut the fuck up.
No, it was no, I haven't gotten better. There's no way that as somebody that hasn't played Trials as much as Ali, I should have golded my way to the expert level.
Yeah.
I mean, and beat everybody just about in the time trials. Mm-hmm. And the ghost stuff. I've definitely beat you, Andy.
I've beat a couple of years earlier on, man.
Did you?
I think I played one night, literally. The only other time I played was before we went to that meeting thing, Fraser, and we played for about 15 minutes. But I haven't had a good sit down and play of it yet, to be honest with you, because I had other games to play. But yeah, it's good, don't get me wrong, it's one of the best games on PS4 at the moment, and for $15.99 I'd suggest picking it up.
It's addictive,
it's addictive as hell. It's like, I've never met a game so much where, even before you fucked up, if you think you're going to, you'll hit restart just to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you won't even allow yourself the opportunity to fuck up. You'll just restart anyway.
Before he even hits the ground, you're like, nope.
Nope. Restart, yep. And then sometimes you'll get halfway through and fuck up. You just be, bollocks to it. And you'll just finish with like 7 retries. But I remember what you mean. Like, I've took a look online at the levels that you're talking about. Because obviously I think I've only done the first 3 sections or something of the actual main missions. And the expert ones in this, like you were saying about the original Trials, and then it was Trials Retribution or something, and the second one I didn't like either, but the very first one, the extreme levels, like the moving boxes that would hit you off and stuff, and like it was all about timing. You knew you could do it, and if you fucked up, you knew it was your own fault. See, in this one, it seems as if it's just literally chance.
Yeah.
You know, rather than skill. I could be wrong, but I've not played them yet.
Seeing the old ones, did they have all the moves thing, like the bunny hop and all that stuff?
Yeah, there was still bunny hop in it and all that. Yeah, that's just basic physics for the bike.
Christ.
It's not really a move.
It's not really physics in this game, though, like proper physics.
Well, there is to an extent with the bike.
There's quite a few glitches in this, I've noticed. Like,
have you?
I've noticed a couple of things, like a wee bit. For the price, it's fine. But like, it takes a wee bit to render sometimes, like the ground and stuff. Like, see, especially if you restart and it goes straight to the beginning again, it's like, it's like polygons, and it's like, whoop.
Which shouldn't really be right in this day and age.
No, not in next-gen consoles. No. You know, I was disappointed with that, and sometimes he sticks into the ground and stuff, your rider.
Yeah.
Like, if you crash stuff, like, there's a few times I've, like, had his legs stuck in a ramp. Do you think he's just angling there? And see, I didn't want to restart.
I don't know if you remember in the 360 when one night we spent ages trying to get, you had to chuck your rider off to knock down, like get a strike.
Oh, there's pins, eh?
Yeah, like at one point, Andy, there was this massive jump, right? And you had to like bail out just before it. And halfway down the pit on the other side was like bowling pin set up, and there was a trophy to get to knock them all down.
Nice.
And the amount of times we tried to get that, cause sometimes you would get half of them, sometimes you would get 9. Oh, it was really difficult, but... Yeah, this one, I will stick to it. I do love the challenge of, like, when I go back on, I'll see who's beat my scores, and I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and try and beat them, and then... I really like it.
That made me want to play it more. Like, and I refused to give up until I beat, like, not just yours, Andy, but some of them, it was like Chris, like, D-Sonic X, and the Big Don. I was just like, I need to fucking beat these guys. Ali was easy, because I know you had played it just to get... the guts with it first, and you're just playing it for playing it.
Ah, yeah.
So, like, I was like, I always not tried yet. So,
no, I haven't played too far on it. Like I said, the day it came out, or the day after it came out, I played it for a couple hours, and then I went on, and I think something else was out at the same time. Cannot remember what it was.
Did you try the track editor yet?
No. I the last time I played it was the night you were around.
Right. Well, that track, I had a wee shot at making a track, right? I think you'd need a good solid 6 hours or something like that to make the track. I mean, you can edit everything in this thing. And to get to grips with it as well, there's no tutorial. I think there might be a tutorial online, actually. I think it said somewhere in the menu, but I went into it and thought, you know, I'll fuck about and see if I can make a few ramps and stuff. And there's starting post, finishing post, and there's a grid for it, but the map is massive. It's like one giant, huge map. Yeah. That you can go about, and it's like fast travel built into it. You know, you can just warp to this area here. Like, it's a modern bit, and there's a sand bit, and there's a grass bit, all that shit. You can change the time of day in it, like, and it's not just like morning, noon, and night. It's like morning, noon, slowly going down, sunset, moonlight,
evening.
I'm in
fucking evening. Dusk. Time between 4:30 and 5 pre-evening. Yeah.
But then I accidentally selected a building that was in it, because the city's there that you race in and you build the track around it, but you can fucking move the buildings.
Oh, in the background?
Yeah. Like, you just go over to the building and select it, and you can just lift it up and shift it.
So like, technically, it's endless fun then. Like, once you've done all the normal tracks, and obviously there's going to be further expansions added with the season pass, and there was in the last two as well. So even once you've done all that, there's still going to be user-generated content for ages.
Oh, yeah. And you get, the good thing is it adds to your level. Like, when you complete a user's track, you get experience for it. And but it comes up as, like, the creator experience, but it adds to your same level, so it's quite good.
What do you mean level? There's levels in this game?
Yeah, you level up with experience.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm just off the last trophy, I think. But I've unlocked the last bike.
See, personally, with this game as well, should I had Vita Cross by?
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah,
like,
that can,
literally.
Is it on the Vita?
Nah, it should have been. I don't understand why it isn't. There's nothing for that game not to be on Vita.
If it was struggling to render on the PS4.
But they could have just downscaled it. They could have just downscaled it slightly. I mean, it does look good. The first thing, when you turn it on, it looks great. And I know it is side-on 2.5D style, but it looks good. I mean, the one thing that I didn't like, you do get quad bikes and stuff in this one as well. And me and Fraser tried, what was that race we done with the pedal bikes?
Oh, the rabbit bikes.
Yeah, they're terrible. Aye,
that was funny. There was one bit, there was like, Ali, when you're doing the multiplayer, I don't know if it was the same as the old one, but if you fail, you've got to wait to the next checkpoint to respawn. And Ali fell, and I was nearly falling at the same bit, but my guy was just, the bike was upside down pretty much, and I was like, pedaling like a motherfucker, trying to get to the finish line before I crashed out.
It was confusing as hell though, because we were, obviously I've got my American profile in my normal one, and Fraser was signed in as me, and I legitimately thought I was controlling that bike.
That was good though. I can definitely sit and have a drink with that with the boys around, do you know what I mean? Play that.
Yeah.
Definitely, it'd be a good laugh.
And they're bringing online multiplayer once they've changed it, because they stopped it before it got released and decided to redo it all. Which is better than releasing half-assed multiplayer that sucks.
Aye. I see they're wanting to... What did you say there, sorry?
They took the multiplayer out before it got released and they're restarting it, redoing it all so that it's better rather than releasing half-assed.
Aye. But I still would have liked to be able to play online when we got it.
Yeah, you will be able to, but they want to make sure it's decent, because the last Trials multiplayer, and Trials 1 didn't have it, but Trials 2 did. I say Trials 2, and it wasn't great, so they've took fan feedback and they played the final version and realised, no, this still isn't good enough. And I would rather companies did that, unlike some, and just force it out the door and get it out there. You know what I mean?
Do you know, even with the track creator, that could be quite funny, potentially. Do you know?
Yeah.
Imagine I made a track. Everybody got online. Cool. There's like one ramp in it. What do you think?
Spent 6 hours making this. It's just a ramp and a finish line.
I'll tell you something. Like, you rate them as well. So like, you can rate them out of 5 stars, and the best ones get featured, kind of thing.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, I feel like this one was getting like poor ratings. I don't know why it was called the Struggle Uphill or something. And it's just basically all uphill and all obstacles for the bike. And I thought, that's fucking brilliant. Some guy made massive ones with loop-de-loops and massive drops and stuff. It was great.
I guarantee you some folk will end up remaking the original two games as user-made levels.
That
will end up happening. But yeah, I would definitely recommend this game, even with the small glitches. But I mean, even top games these days, I mean, look at Battlefield, COD, everything's got glitches. I can put a gun through a wall and walk into a wall in COD, and Battlefield I can duck and hide into a box, like, and even Assassin's Creed I can put my foot through a wall, so nothing's perfect, you know.
Yeah,
but I do know what you mean. Price. A game that's a small game like this says it should have, it's not a big release, they should have just been able to be more focused and iron out the glitches, but the price, yeah.
Hopefully with the update, so they'll do that. Do you know?
Yeah, I would
say update Battlefield and look at it.
Still shite.
Still glitches. I still can't change to a fucking weapon in field.
But that's because EA just gets it out the door. Oh, whether it's ready or not, they get it out the door. It's a case of that's when it's coming out, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's what happens, and that's why I'm worried about Star Wars Battlefront.
Don't worry about that.
No, I won't play it, actually.
No, but that'll be new canon. That'll be part of the new canon.
No, they said no games. It'll be, as for now, it's just films and tie-in novels, LucasArts said.
See, to be honest, though, like, the Star Wars Battlefront, I mean, a lot of the time you're refighting, like, old battles that have happened already, so...
Yeah, I like the Battlefront games. Last one I got was in the... I mean, they stopped in the PS2 and they went on to PSP, I think, Elite Squadron and all that, and they started becoming... They had really good storylines to it, and one of them, and I hope you can do it in this, you can jump in an X-Wing and fly to space.
Yep.
Okay, I heard your mind getting blown there, Andy, so...
Whoa!
I'll take a step back for a minute. But I just don't trust EA with it, Andy. I don't like the fact that all Star Wars games are under... I know they've got BioWare, right? I just don't like the fact that they've got all their dirty fucking EA fingers up Star Wars pie hole.
I don't mind. I like Battlefield. I love Battlefield. And
it's basically... Basically, the Emperor is wearing Jar Jar Binks's, like, he's took his skin off and he's wearing it as clothes.
That's not what I see.
That's fucking EA, Andy. It's EA.
Fucking EA.
we can only wait and see, though, because they do have some good publishers under their fucking title. But I just still don't trust them. I don't think any one publisher like that should be given a whole thing. I think... Better creativity comes from different teams from different outlets. That's my opinion. Anyway. But, and the fact that Disney disbanded LucasArts games team cunts. But, we'll get into Star Wars a bit later. Trials, if you're not sure about it, then there's no point in you buying it. If you look at it and think that looks good or you like challenging your friends, it's definitely a game for that. It's as addictive, if not more so, than Zen Pinball, because Zen Pinball, after an hour, can get quite dull for me, like boring. No offence to Zen Pinball, but I need difference in my games, whereas Trials, for some reason, I can play it a bit longer, but both Zen and Trials are pick-up-and-play games, like when you're filling time between getting past that next mission in your main.
So I would say buy it if you know your friends have got it.
Yeah, oh yeah, there.
Because, like, on your own, if you had the ghost thing in it, like, you can see where everyone else is at in the same level. It makes it more competitive. You actually watch in real time them running the level. Obviously, you don't see the actual character, but you see, like, a ghost kind of bubble.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot more competitive. And if you're thinking about buying it, don't, if you don't have any friends on it, because you will get bored. Well, you won't get bored. You'll still enjoy the game, but you'll enjoy it far much more when it's with our friends have it, and it's competitive.
Yeah.
Especially for what, £16 was it, something like that?
£15.99, yeah. I mean, they're trying to push you to buy the full version with the season pass, but really, I don't see the need for it just now. But that's just me.
No, there's a lot of content in it, like, as it is. There's plenty of levels, you don't really need the season pass. Plus, there's all the creative levels, so you don't need that. You don't need the extra levels at all.
No, you do not. You do not, Andy. Anyway, Fraser, please continue, because I've realised that you need to go at 5:30.
All right. Honestly, I spent most of my time just playing Trials over the week. Well, I've been working on some new art pieces at the weekend, and I have a new girlfriend. So I've been with her a few minutes. Thanks, Andy.
All games chat room ears go up. What is this you speak of?
He's touched a girl. So I have been playing a lot of not a lot, actually. I've played quite a bit of Call of Duty in the different game modes and stuff. I'm quite addicted to the gun game now. We were supposed to do a clan war at the weekend, but that never panned out. But I had a shot at Battlefield again, and I decided to play the Naval Command. What's the fucking deal?
Sounds like belly button command.
Is it not Naval Warfare or something? I can't remember. I didn't buy it.
Carrier? Warfare? I don't know. Fuck knows. The one with the water.
Andy, did we do it?
No, that's the game mode.
Did we do any Eurogamer coverage? No, we didn't.
I did. You didn't.
I'm using 40 to level one's name, so I'll take that.
But, But yeah, so I played a bit more of the naval one. So it's awesome, and I would play more if there was more folk on it. Like, well, actually, I play more if Andy was on it.
On what? Call of Duty?
No, on if Andy fucking decided to get his finger out and get the download pass for the download content for Battlefield. Oh,
so it's annoying in Call of Duty when you join and somebody doesn't have the. Okay, I've sent. Okay, right, I've done that link, Andy. Thanks. Keep going, Fraser. I don't care.
Yeah, I want Andy to get the fucking naval download. I can't remember. It's like a fucking £8. Just go and get it. Because you will love it. You will love it, though. The fucking maps are massive. Like, they're huge. I don't know.
Well, it's £40 for premium or £12 for map pack.
£40 for premium, and the new map pack is coming out when?
Well, there's 3 out already.
Aye, so there's 4 maps, 5 maps in each of them? So you're getting 15 plus the original. Yeah. There's 3 or 4, so you can get 12 plus the original. Do you know, it's well worth it. It really is, and it's a lot better. The reason why I was playing COD more was like I'm kind of bored of the same fucking maps all the time. And no offense, Andy, but when I play with you, it is the fucking old maps. Do you know what I mean? It's not much, you know, I'm like, oh, this again, can I wait? And I'm really pissed off because Andy, in fact, no, he didn't. There's no proof. Andy's still 1-0 down.
No, I'm 1-0 up. Fuck off.
Nah, Andy's 1-0 down the tag war.
Don't give me a sight.
Oh, Andy, look, your PlayStation 4 records this. Why have you not uploaded the video?
because there's a known issue with recording Battlefield 4. No, they didn't.
I did, because I've already uploaded the video to my Twitch.
Yeah, no, but they didn't fix it properly.
I did. I watched
fuck you, it happened.
Nice excuse, asshole.
So, everything we play, Andy, you just make up the elaborate stories.
You can't take getting beat.
What do you mean, I can't take getting beat? I was in the lead for like fucking...
Hey, his girlfriend told me otherwise. see what I did there?
He did there with the new added information. Like.
Anyway, do you want to get off a battlefield or this is going to turn into 42 level 1 field?
Yeah, but...
You've talked about it for the past 4 weeks. No one gives a fuck. It's okay. Army. Shoot.
I haven't talked about battlefields. We haven't,
you just did.
I played
just
it.
Did. You just did.
Oh, anyway, so Call of Duty.
No.
I played fucking Alien Extinction on one.
Did you?
Yeah.
How is that by itself?
It's quite good in the solo. Have you ever played the solo?
Yeah, I played it, like, but I found I got overrun really quickly.
Wait, what is that? It's a different level in the solo, yeah?
No.
Aye.
I must have been into the wrong thing.
I think you did, because I did the first thing as well, but you just don't go... You go to a solo match, I think it is, or it's...
Ah.
I can't remember, it's one of the other. But, and it sets you up in the one you're just doing yourself, and you're actually in a kind of motel or something, it looks like.
Never done that. See, the one I did, it was the one that we were doing where it's like kind of in the open streets that looks kind of like The Walking Dead Season 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still haven't beat the boss in that.
No.
I've tried with other people as well.
The fucking thing, the size of it.
Other people are arseholes, though. You fucking, like, see if you need revived. They don't bother.
Other people are arseholes, Fraser.
Oh, God, see, one of them was like, do you know, I'm a dick because it comes up that I've on chat and I don't talk, even if they talk to me. I'll sit there silently and just grunt and cough. And it's like, no offense to any English folk at all, but there's a lot of you on that. There was one Scottish Ned on it, man, and he was raging because I fucking shot that guy pure fucking 20 times there and he never died. You missed your prick. But there's some, like, see the young ones, they're wee arseholes, and like there was this one that was just in the gun game, you shoot and kill by shooting to go up the next level in your gun, so if you go from knife to handgun, etc. You go from handgun, you start a handgun, then you go shotgun, assault rifle, blah 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 blah. If somebody stabs you, it demotes your weapon back to the previous one.
Yeah, I know.
Which is fucking annoying, because see if you get away from the shotgun, which is a dick because you have to get right next to folk, and then you get set back to it. And this English guy was slagging me off. It was because he was lying down, I thought it was a dead body. And he's like, hey, big fire nuts, I got you with my knife. I'm like, fuck you. I was raging. So, and then there was another fella, that was asking me where I got the name Big Fire Nuts, and I was like, if you're not old enough to fucking guess, I'm not telling you. It just bugs me, so I don't talk anymore. But Andy pointed out, like, I had my microphone on mute in the wire, and I didn't realise that I forgot about the PlayStation camera's microphone. So they can hear me elsewhere on that, I'm complex. I didn't realise. Reported. Do you remember we got reported in Halo?
Yes, that was deserved, though.
I know. I remember that guy gave me a bad report because he said I was cheating. Do you remember that? And it was, I can't remember what gun it was.
When we were doing really good and we were actually quite decently ranked.
Yeah, and I shot that guy with the homing grenade or whatever. Like, I can't remember and it was that long ago. But it was in the spy level and he was up in the crane. And he said I was cheating because it glitched. Well, it's not my fucking fault.
I still remember the guys that were like, Fox 2, head left. You guys, take the right. And I was like, fuck you, yeah. Blow up his tank. He stood trying to shoot me in a tank, Andy, and I stood and threw a grenade right at my own face, and it bounced off, blew up his tank, and then I started teabagging him on the tank.
Nice.
Andy's killed himself a few times now in the battlefields. He just thinks it's funny. Like, do you know how you go out and shoot each other and don't do any damage in the team? Mm. Like, for any game, well, most of the time, no friendly damage. Yeah. Friendly fire. Andy thinks that it's okay to shoot a fucking rocket launcher right next to you. It won't friendly fire me. But we'll call him. And by the way, just so Andy doesn't take a hissy fit later on, he has one up in the tags.
Yes, he admitted it. It's recorded. You can't take it back now.
I'm of course only joking.
No backseat.
Now, do you know what? You're not a gracious winner, Andy, so I'm fucking joking.
I'm going to edit that out before I send the foul to Andy anyway.
Yay.
It never happened.
I got the backups, y'all.
So why were you a gay hooker there?
It's what I do at the weekends.
but yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been playing, just the two shooters in trials.
Did you read about I'll throw some news in here. There was an enraged Call of Duty player and he summoned 60 armed officers to his opponent's house.
The SWAT thing. Was it called the SWAT game or something?
Yeah, well, basically an irate gamer frustrated at losing Call of Duty against a rival player made a hoax phone call that resulted in a SWAT team arriving at his house. 60 armed officers approached the house after the call.
Do you laughing? Go at him.
You know, I had visions of you doing that to Fraser Alley.
The player found out his name and location and called the Long Island police, informing them that he'd shot his mum and brother dead and was planning to kill more people. There was apparently a 2-hour standoff with helicopters, special ops, and a squad of officers. I would do it and then shout out the window, I'm not talking to anyone but Jack Bauer! And oblivious. He was still in his bedroom with headphones on, so he made the prank phone call, thinking he was winding him up, and the SWAT team surrounded his house. Extra 3D. That is brilliant.
Imagine you're sitting there, just not harmed. I'd freak out.
God. And a guy was like, I'm phoning the cops on you, man. You're like, no, you fucking not. You suck. And you teabagged them, and the SWAT team kicked in your door. That's brilliant. I think that's great. Anyway, you played anything that doesn't involve armies?
I don't think so. Oh, do you know what I forgot to talk about last week?
Nope.
I played some of Thief.
Shite, innit?
Oh, it's fucking awful. What the fuck were they thinking? Even the graphics are terrible.
The graphics to look at until the characters move are okay.
No, the opening scene was disgusting. That scene of the river. And everything was fucking brown.
I mean, that was a PS graphics. Now, if you haven't stolen water off a Naughty Dog yet, then you're doing it wrong. Every other game seems to have managed water, you know, like from Final Fantasy XIV's new version to like even Call of Duty's water, Metal Gear Solid, even Splinter Cell Blacklist in the PS3 that I've played this week. The water's fine. If you can't do water right, you're doing it wrong. Stop making games.
No, it was bad. I mean, I did give it a good chance. I did. I mean, I played a good maybe an hour of it, at least.
I played and the first three missions.
I don't even... Oh, shit. I don't know. How can you tell you've done a mission?
It moves on to the next part.
Well, thanks. Gaming 101.
Gaming History 101 on after this.
Ooh, shameless plug.
Featuring me.
Oh, God, don't listen.
Take it back.
Andy, tell Fraser who's on the show. Right, there's Fred and Andy. Who
and,
else?
We've also got Jamal Ice and Eli. And we've also got Fortengard.
Fortengard's on it, Fraser.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah,
I might have this on loudspeaker while I'm getting ready. Oh no, I'll be sleeping naturally. I'll just
I was going to listen to it if it was Jamal Ice, Fred, and Andy. No offense to Eli.
It's going to be an interesting show. But like, we're doing Final Fantasy 7 to 12.
You'll be so ahead by 3 in the morning, Andy.
Well, I'll only go till 2, so.
So, you
know,
we're
at 3. We'll finish at 2.
Are you not going to be awake at 3?
Hopefully not.
You probably will be. You stay up till like 6 in the morning, poking yourself over My Little Pony.
Yeah, no, I've been awake since yesterday, so I'm quite tired.
Me too.
Yeah! Non-sleepy bros, tag!
No. anyway, Fraser, you played anything else?
Nah, that's about it. I don't know, for all three of our listeners, I wanted to say I've got a new...
300, Fraser, you missed a couple of zeros.
Two of our listeners now.
Andy, you're a fucking future... an optimist, aren't you?
You don't see the numbers.
Neither do you, you freak. What do you think you are, the Matrix?
I see the numbers.
Right, Neil.
And I know there's not that many.
But yeah, I've got a new Etsy shop and I made my first purchase last night. So if you are even
you bought off your own shop? You mean you made your first
sale? Thank you, Amanda in Canada, though. You're going to be a proud owner of a Batman Beyond. Splatter.
It is very good. And I'm planning on featuring some of them in the upcoming Comic Book 101 website that I'm working on.
Ooh.
That I'd done for most of my working day, if I'm being honest.
Fraser, maybe she heard about your Etsy artworks through 40 to Level 1?
She didn't.
Maybe she didn't.
Well, I've only just told him about Etsy, Andy, so I did.
We spoke about it last week as well.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Jake, anyone listens didn't. If I'm not on?
more people listen.
I didn't say anything about Etsy last month.
You did.
No, fucking didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't. Nah, hold on.
Because we spoke about your pricing.
Phrases away anyway. I've got loads to get through, Andy. You've only played one game.
Yeah. Well, I played two because I played another one later on, but you played it as well, so I'll just talk about it and you talk about it.
Okay. Well,
I can do my one game and get out of the way.
No. I'm talking. I played Star Wars games. I played Spider-Man games. I played Tom Clancy games. I'm trying to remember because my list has been deleted by accident. I played like loads this week. I got The Force Unleashed again, the first one, and it's still canon. You know what? Fuck Disney.
It's not canon.
Fuck Disney and fuck Andy. It was a brilliant story. It was a brilliant way to set up the alliance. It was genius. Force Unleashed 2 is not, but Force Unleashed 1 was really good. Going back and playing it doesn't look too bad. There's not much explanation. It's basically maps that are set, you know, and it's the set pieces that make this game. And I know usually I don't like games of set pieces, but because it involves the Force, it's okay. I just love the character of Starkiller. Garen Malik is brilliant. It was a genius idea, and yeah, I'm really liking it. And sometimes when you go back to a game from a few years, it's unplayable. I know there's probably many people who disagree with me about The Force Unleashed, but I think there's not a lot wrong with it. The storyline fit perfectly between episodes 3 and 4. It did not need deleted, neither did a lot of things Disney. And I would highly recommend picking it up if you're still on PS3. I got 11 quid for the Ultimate Sith Edition, which includes like the canon ending, which is now not canon. None of it's canon. Fuck you, Disney. Notice they don't cut us off for that. Disney doesn't have everything. It's not all connected, Andy.
Disney's not quite as big as Barack Obama.
Oh, I don't see his name. He doesn't like it.
Brack.
Brack. I pity it, fool. So, yeah, Star Wars, basically, you're Vader's secret apprentice, and there's like light side and bad side choices in it, and the DLC continues the story if you decided on the bad choices, which is what I'm interested in playing. But even though I finished it on light side, I've still got to finish it on light side again, because I can never start a game, even one that I've played before, and play evil. Played a lot of that. I re-downloaded Old Republic, Andy. So I did.
Why?
Because I love the game.
It's not canon anymore. What's the point?
The Old Republic, in my mind, fuck you Disney, is everything from Knights of the Old Republic, all that is canon. In my mind, I've narrowed the canon down as well though, Andy. Everything that was written about after Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, is no longer canon, okay?
Okay, so everything that's before, so the history, you're going with that?
I'm going with the new films, the next part. But see, the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic, Tales of the Jedi, Dawn of the Jedi, that all still stands in my mind. Fuck them. There's no need for it not to be.
Do you know what I'm most sad about? Like Willow.
That it could have been linked. No longer can.
And obviously,
was that not to do with the Dark Horse witches or something? Was mentioned
something like that? Yeah. Obviously, the Ewok Adventures as well.
The cartoon.
No, the live action ones they did.
No, the cartoon, do you not remember that? We're the Ewoks.
Oh, it was shit.
No, that was shit, no, but the live-action movies were actually good, like Caravan of Courage and Battle for Endor.
Did they talk about the Christmas special, though?
I think they just decanonized everything that wasn't out. It wasn't the movies.
Yeah, basically all they've left is canon, is the six movies in Clone Wars, that's it, and their new Rebels, that's the start of the new canon. It's like, fuck you, Disney. I'll say it again. Fuck you, Disney. I don't understand it. It's like, they paid a team to sit for a month to go through it all. And to me, what happened is, it's been a group of guys, basically, not like you, Andy, because you'd have took it seriously, but a group of me and Fraser's, right? And they've sat and tried to read through it all, and on the third day, they've decided to bring beers in, and by the end of the month, they've went, you know what? Fuck it. We're not reading anymore, guys. The films will do. That's literally what they have done.
Yeah.
And because see, if they had went through it with a tooth comb, there's stuff they could have got rid of and stuff they could have kept. How the Old Republic is going to affect Episode 7, I do not fucking understand.
Yeah, but do you not think that it's easier just for them to do a blanket,
everything? Why
just,
is
just
it
to make
easier?
It simpler for the fans to understand.
Okay,
if you start going, this one bit is chopped out.
I understand, right? Yeah. But they can justify anything after Episode 6, right? Because they're starting Episode 7. Yeah. So anything after Episode 6 that was written in the books, I can see that being justified, right? See stuff before, like 40,000 years before fucking Episode 1, even Darth Vader first came out his mum's poontang, force-filled poontang. like, even before that happened, 40,000 years, they're saying that they can't just leave that go. That's what I mean. I would have got rid of most of it, right? There's a few novels, okay, that people are like, oh, but the Hand of Thrawn trilogy. Yeah, fuck that, because they've already decided they're making Episode 7, so it doesn't count. Instantly, it doesn't count. You can stick by it. See the Old Republic that I'm hanging on to? It doesn't even matter. There's no need to uncanonize it. Idiots. Anyway, right. So, Star Wars, I played the one canon game, which was The Force Unleashed. Played the Old Republic a bit more. I still love that game. I'm still going to play it through. I did play another Star Wars game, Andy.
Another one?
Called Knights of the Old Republic on iOS. But okay. I done it for an experiment. Everyone knows what the game is. BioWare's like pre-Mass Effect game. Mass Effect was basically Star Wars without the Star Wars characters. Knights of the Old Republic, I tried it, okay, to see what it would be like streaming it through Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's kind of laggy. It's like remote streaming with a VR.
Yeah, but that works sometimes and sometimes not.
Well, this worked, but it was like playing, I don't know. See when you play a YouTube video when it's streaming?
Yeah, yeah.
Fraser.
Yeah.
Stop making noise, please.
Sorry, I'm not eating.
No, you're opening envelopes.
Aye, I'm actually.
Whatchamacallit? It just kept lagging at bits that it didn't need to lag at, and I'm like, come on, this is the newest Apple TV. It's the iPhone 5. This should be working, like, bang on, you know? Mm. And I was sitting next to my TV, so there's no distance between the Apple TV and my phone to stream it. And like, I might try it again. I don't know. It might have just been me, but to me, it was too laggy. And I've decided that's the only way to play that game, because you can't really play an RPG where you've got to select things, where two of your thumbs have to be covering some of the screen, you know, for your look around and joystick.
Yeah.
But if you've got the big screen is your, the telly is your big screen, you can use the iPhone basically as your controller. That works fine.
You not Bluetooth a controller to it, no?
There are certain controllers that work with it, yeah.
Not the DualShock 3, no?
I haven't tried that. I don't think it would, no. I think it's specific Apple ones or mobile ones. Could be wrong. I've never ventured into this world. I'm not about to spend too much time on it. But yeah, Knights Old Republic's a great game, and it's still canon in my mind. The next game I played was... What was it called?
Splinter Cell.
No, it was called The Amazing Spider-Man 2, right?
No.
But, listen... Shut up. It was the iOS version.
Oh.
Okay. And it's
shite.
No, it's not actually bad. Oh. I played that via Apple TV and it ran perfectly.
Allie.
I had the first one and on iOS and it was okay. It was workable. A lot better than Ultimate Spider-Man on iOS. This one's $2.99. It's not the Spider-Man game for the big screen, like the one that I'm going to talk about later. It does, if all you've got access to just now to play Spider-Man 2 is your phone, and you've seen the film and you loved it, why shouldn't you have? Then get this game. It's actually very decent. It looks nice as well. And if you've got an Apple TV, then yeah, it works perfectly. What were you going to say, Fraser?
I love you.
I know. See, that was Harrison Ford, Fraser's favourite.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
He likes that. You know, he's been given an extended part in the new trilogy, and I'll.
Has he not got the most screen time?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly why.
He was fucking loaded.
It's because he was the only one in shape when they went when they turned up for the whole thing. Apparently, they had to send Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher to the gym because they were that out of shape. Yeah, well, you've seen the state of both of them. And Harrison Ford was the only one that got told, you're absolutely fine the way you are. So I can tell that's why. They've obviously sent him to the gym. They've went... it was much easier being the Joker.
You know, you know who I am?
Yeah.
I killed Robin.
I'm
the Joker. Yeah,
so I've got a funny feeling the twins might die off in this one. If that's the way it's going to be.
Nah.
Why not? Well, fucking why not? Who cares?
One of them will.
I think it'll be Luke.
Oh, right, you mean those twins?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you meant the new twins.
Carrie Fisher's boobs?
No.
They died off a long
time ago. Is this before Han Solo has his kids?
Oh, that's not canon anymore, Fraser, so it might not happen.
What? Oh, crap, I never thought about the books.
Yep.
I thought it was just games.
No, Fraser. Nothing is canon anymore except the movies and the Clone Wars TV show.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Correct. Did you not just hear me?
I wasn't listening, I'm not going to lie. And it wasn't in a bad way. I was
If anyone else wants to listen, you can listen on iTunes, which will be uploaded at some point this week. Thanks
for
listening.
I was trying to write a letter to this customer, sorry.
Okay. He's writing a love letter to his missus. Dear. What's her name?
Mr. Fraser.
Dear Mrs. Fraser, I have been thinking of you a lot while I have been doing my radio show.
Why am I and French?
Because that's where love, the city of love, Paris. You're from gay Paris, obviously. Wait. As I'm sitting here eating my bagels and watching the sunset and the beautiful Tower of Eiffel, I am thinking of you. And tomorrow night in the hotel in Glasgow.
Maybe we'll get big.
Yes. You will say we. If you know what I mean, no? See you tomorrow, your lover, Misa Fraser.
Nice.
Yes. So, I played another game, Andy.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Say no more.
I love your
impression. Game was it, Mr. Ali?
What was that? It's kind of like a Junkie Aladdin.
Junkie Ali, happy is he?
Scabby and fucked up. Anyway, so yeah, I played a varying amount of Splinter Cell games, to be honest with you, Andy. To be honest, I played 5 Splinter Cell games.
Okay, right, start at the beginning.
I played Splinter Cell. Well, I won't start at the beginning because. Did you round? Are you going to round table one?
Tell them in your English voice.
No, you're not going to round table one.
Oh, I didn't play any Splinter Cell games.
Okay, right, well, I played Splinter Cell Blacklist, but that's the one I've got most to talk about, and I also bought the trilogy and Double Agent. Now I went back and playing Splinter Cell 1 to 3, I've finished Splinter Cell 1, never had 2 or 3, I've finished Double Agent, I played most of Conviction, and I've started Blacklist. The basic story is 24, if anyone doesn't know what Splinter Cell is, it came out to arrive, obviously, Metal Gear Solid, because Microsoft needed a response to Metal Gear Solid 2, which was an exclusive for the PS2 at the time. So, Splinter Cell was Sam Fisher, third echelon agent, and the story goes along, his daughter gets kidnapped, like Jack Bauer, he decides to go off the radar after Double Agent, like Jack Bauer. Jack Bader.
Jack Bader.
Damn it! That's too much. Right, Double Agent still looks good. I'll say that. Stop using envelopes. Yeah,
I'm going anyway. It's been real.
Right, bye, catch you later.
Bye. I'll catch up with you later.
Right. Splinter Cell Double Agent still looks good. The movement is terrible though, Andy. It looked like I was streaming it to Apple TV.
Ah.
Splinter Cell 1, 2, and 3, perfect, but would be better in Vita, like I said the other day. I really wish they would bring this trilogy to Vita, and I mean, they've done their other ones, you know, all the other HD trilogies they released, like Sly Cooper's coming, or it's out, Metal Gear Solid came, God of War, they've brought loads of them, so why not Splinter Cell? Do you think it would sell?
I don't know, I mean, those games are getting on a bit now, are they not?
Well, they're younger than some that they've brought out. I mean, God of War and, like, Metal Gear's about the same age.
Oh, are the HD upgrades from PS2 games? Right, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really enjoy them. You either love stealth games or you don't, and a lot of folk don't.
I don't.
But I'll tell you one thing. You know, I had Blacklist last year. I got it the day it came out with the watch and stuff.
Yep. Did you still got the watch, by the way?
No, I traded it, but you can buy a new copy of that special edition for £20. Well, £25, so it's not worth anything.
Nope.
Basically, I liked the game when it first came out, right? But I think I traded it for Last of Us. In fact, I'm almost sure that's the game I swapped it for. And I never really gave it much of a shot. See, now, going back to play it, I think it is as good, if not rivals, Last of Us for best graphics of last gen. It looks that good. The movement they've took from Conviction, like, whereas before, like, you know what Metal Gear Solid 1 and stuff felt like? It's a bit clunky.
Yeah, it was. They kind of did a bit of the Resident Evil controls, tank controls.
Yeah, kind of like that in the stealth games. Well, this one is more... It's basically... I don't know how to describe it. It's not as, like... You're not as forced into a certain way of playing, either. Because you can play it all stealth, but then if you're seen instead of having to go and hide... You can just switch to your assault rifle and shoot your way out of the place, and it won't fail your mission because you get points at the end, right? There's Ghost, which is totally silent. There's Panther, and there's something else. One of them's kind of half and half, and the other one's all out assault. Assault is like the full on. Then there's Panther and there's Ghost. You know what I mean? So you've got your options in how to do every situation, which I think's brilliant because a lot of people are put off with stealth games because you have to do them stealth when it comes up. Like, you know, Andy, mission failed.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Yeah, and this time, I thought, shit, mission failed, and then I realised, you can't take many bullets, I'll give it that. Like, it's still supposed to be played stealth, but if you equip yourself properly, you can shoot your way through that game, which most people will. I prefer a kind of mix. You know, I'm not one that can sit and wait to watch guard patterns. If I can get the first few guards silently, fair enough, but if the next one sees me, every motherfucking room's getting shot. And it's kind of Splinter Cell-ish, 24, like, in Conviction, you were basically trying to, I don't know, I can't remember the story, but it was set after Double Agent where you had to shoot your boss to save your daughter, because you're working undercover. And this one, you're back, and the president's gave you a mission, like Jack Bauer, and you're in charge of the new fourth echelon to take down your old unit. And you've got this, like, flying ship that reminds me of the Normandy, you know, in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, your guy that's basically... You know who Curtis is? From 24. Black guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a guy that's just like him, right? And if you talk to him... Because there's no menu in this game, Andy. your menu is the ship. So you talk to him, and that can start the co-op campaigns. There's a woman that's kind of like a cross between Nina and Chloe. She's not like a weirdo, but she's like Nina the way she talks back to you. And you can do them solo or co-op. Then there's a guy that you end up arresting that's in the holding cells. You can talk to him, and he'll do you missions that are kind of like, he'll feed you info. Like, he's now like a, what do you call it? A snitch. And he's giving you info on like his clients and stuff. He was an arms dealer. And if you do them, it'll get you like extra weapons, which is quite cool. And then there's like, there's a wee guy that's basically like Edgar, but not fat. And he builds your gadgets and stuff. And you've got your main sort of hub, where it's like the Iron Man style see-through table that everybody has now in movies. And that's where your main missions start. And I'm really liking it. I cannot get enough of this game. I've been playing bits of it all week, and I'm taking my time with it. Sometimes I'll restart if I get shot and I think I could do that stealth, but most of the time, Metal Gear Solid, I can do stealth, but Splinter Cell stealth was always a bit harsher, and it took me ages to finish the first Splinter Cell game. This one, I could shoot my way through it, but I want to see, hold on, could I get through there if I threw a smoke grenade? And then, it's nice to figure out, and especially if, like me, you've just started watching 24, it's the perfect game for you.
You are just pretending that you're Jack Bauer, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. But I do have 24, the game for that I played more of, and I'm still loving, but apparently there's 100 missions in it. Which I don't mind, though, because it's story and it's fully voice acted. That's how it gets around that. It's never got like a long period of just playing. The missions are kind of short, though, Andy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if I could go back into that length of a PS2 game.
No, but I'm enjoying it just now. And if I had got it at the time and I'd watched 24, it would have been the best thing ever. But just now, Blacklist will do. I would highly recommend it. Especially there's some like co-op missions that you can do, obviously, online. And there's offline co-op, which I like as well, which a lot of games don't have these days. So, say I was stuck at like one of the co-op missions, I could like get you or Fraser or whoever around and play it through with me. Like, sometimes in the missions, you'll need to go around one way to distract someone that you can't get to by yourself. So even though some of them you can play solo, you shouldn't. The movement's dead fluid in it. It looks fantastic. Like, I can't describe how good this game looks, to be honest. Like, switching from that to PS4, there's not much of a difference. It's that good. The water is perfect. And, yeah, it's great. So I played another game. What was the game you wanted to roundtable?
Octodad.
Oh my god, yeah, let's get rid of that shit. Okay, so Octodad is the game that me and Andy demoed last year at Eurogamer.
Yep.
And it was one of the first few games we played in PS4. Absolutely loved it. We stood there pissing ourselves. We played the first level in the church, thought, this is brilliant. Had a few delays. We interviewed the guys on here a few episodes ago. Yeah, but it'll be a few episodes ago, yeah. if you're going by number. A few episodes ago. So you can check it out, our episode. The guys are really cool at Young Horses. I loved the first game on the PC. It was short and sweet. It was done. This one, I'll tell you how far I got, Andy, and then I'll let you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the supermarket.
I didn't get that far.
Okay, what did you know what I told you I thought about it? Let me hear your opinions.
Well, I still liked the opening level. The opening level I thought was really, really well done, and it was funny. And just when I got to the second level, and you've got to do the garden.
Cutting the grass.
It wasn't cutting the grass, it was doing the fucking logs. It was chop the logs, and I was like, okay, yeah, I didn't mind chopping the logs, right, that was fine. But then putting the logs in the basket, because every time I was putting the log in the basket's fucking flipping over.
Yeah, see, a game that at first look was funny is just a frustration to actually try and sit down and play.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's a shame. Well, I mean, I'm going to keep playing it through, and, like, I only played it for, like, maybe 40 minutes or so tonight, and it's just, like, and I did really enjoy the first level still, even though I'd already played it.
Yeah, that was brilliant. The first level was great.
Yeah, I still thought it was great, but just, like, when you got to the second level, I just felt that they just kind of threw something in your way that was a bit, it was really annoying to do, and you don't really want to do that. Yeah, you don't really want to do that so early in the game. You want to make it, like, fairly straightforward, slightly challenging, but fairly straightforward. And, like, chopping the logs was challenging enough, but, like, getting them to fucking sit in this basket that keeps tipping itself over, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, if I wanted to do this, I would just go and do it in real life. Probably be easier.
Yeah. And, I mean, like you said, basically in the original game, the college game, Octodad, which is free to download, you should Google it, Octodad game, it's on the PC. The last boss was a ladder, right?
Yeah.
By the time you get to the supermarket, it's basically the last boss, like, everywhere. It's like, you have to get this thing that's on the ceiling. It's like, you have to climb up these boxes, right? But see, when you climb the boxes, they fall over.
Yeah.
So, to get them back to where they are, you have to pick them up and put them back to where it was and climb them up because they're, like, balanced into a pyramid sort of thing.
Oh, that's
and
annoying.
You've got to climb up. Yeah, so I went, nope, this is no longer funny. This is now just annoying. I mean, the first level had banana peels, you had a hat, you were getting married, nobody suspected a thing. And then it just threw everything at you, like, see, mowing the lawn, and then you've got the suspicion meter, and the wife's complaining about you going over her fucking flowers. It's like, I'm an octopus, bitch, can you not see? But it's like, it's funny, the idea's clever, but they have thrown too many challenges straight away, and that's not me just saying I'm a crap gamer, because these sort of 3D platform games, I understand the whole concept of this, right? And if you could move about normal, it would be over in seconds, but I mean, some of the things, it's just ridiculously hard.
Do you know what the thing I found most annoying about it, though, is not even like the that box flipping over the camera. I don't see if there was a way to control the camera somehow.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when you can't control a camera in a game like this that's set in like a 3D environment. Because
even if you could have used the touchpad to move the camera.
Yeah, or anything, like if you'd pressed like down and R, that would have been fine, something like that. But it doesn't let you move the camera, so you're relying on its camera setup, which isn't always brilliant. Like, because if you go too close to a wall, like Octodad will go invisible, and then you're trying to like see something that you can't see. I'm trying to put like half a log into a box that I can't see anymore because it's like around the side of me because of the way the camera angle's gone. It's
it's more frustrating than fun. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good ideas in it, definitely, but it's not quite been executed as well as it could have, I don't think.
No, compared to I think what they've done is perfected the first level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it feels like. And then the rest of it's kind of not been as well thought out in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I would approach with caution, personally. I think it worked better as a PS4 demo.
Yeah. Or even like if they'd maybe given it away as a plus game or something like that. But if anybody is planning on picking up, I'd hold off just now because they are going to be doing a sale on it in a few weeks. They've said because they were supposed to have a PlayStation Plus discount on it when it launched, but they didn't quite get it through in time for the European release because it had it on the American release. They had a 20% PlayStation Plus discount for the first week, but it's going to be coming in a few weeks for the PS4 one. So hold off if you're planning to buy it.
Cool. Yeah, okay, so far, the last game that I can remember that was on my list, is probably more because I played loads, is The Amazing Spider-Man. He does whatever a spider can. He spins a web, catch a crook.
I don't even know the end of the song.
Look, here comes the Spider-Man. I just remember that wee Chinese woman singing it. A Spider-Man. You know? That's not racist, that was Sam Raimi's film, blame him. I'm just emulating what I see on TV, folks. Spider-Man 2, ask me about it, Andy. You ask me what you want to know. Let me know if you want spoilers or not. I'll say spoiler alert right now, if you want to play this game, the first hour might be ruined.
Oh, well, I do want to play this game.
Right. that's what I mean. What do you consider a spoiler?
Well, like, well, just to do with the story stuff. Like, I don't
right. know. I don't need to touch on the story.
Yeah, anything aside from that is not a spoiler, I wouldn't say.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Right, first of all, how does it feel? Do you feel like Spider-Man again?
At first, no.
Right. Well, do you start as Spider-Man? Because I know there's Peter Parker segments.
You start as Peter Parker for the first 10 minutes.
Right.
Not even 10 minutes. It's kind of like a flashback scene to kind of set it again for people that don't know who Spider-Man is.
Mm.
Just in case you missed the first two origin films.
Yeah, and all the, what is it, 75 years of comics and all the rest.
Well, yeah. Well, not
75, over, sorry, no.
I don't know how many it is. 60? Batman 75 this year.
60.
But since, no, it's probably more. I should know this. That's ridiculous that I don't know that. Anyway, Spider-Man, you start as Peter Parker. It's a very short mission. I won't get into it because it might ruin it. You've seen it before on screen. But that's the mission at start. It's not out here to Friday. It came out today, didn't it, in America?
At midnight, yeah. So yeah.
Well, today.
Yeah.
Came out today. And you start as Peter Parker. It's a rescripted part of the first film. And I thought, fuck, are they trying to redo this? Because obviously the game is meant to be a sequel to the first game rather than a sequel to the movie. And everyone knows the first game is an alternate timeline sequel to the first movie. So this is technically Spider-Man 3, if you know what I mean. Never mind. Anyway, it is, you know what I mean? If Amazing Spider-Man the game is a sequel to Amazing Spider-Man the movie, this one is technically the Amazing Spider-Man 3 in that timeline.
Okay.
Okay. Right, anyway, the Amazing Spider-Man game picked up from the first one.
Yeah,
and I like the story in that. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is now my favourite film. Don't care what all you say. It's Jamie Foxx was the revelation. Trust me. See it. I've seen it twice now. And it starts off, and I thought they were trying to redo it so that it would tie in with the movie. And then it came to a certain point, and I'm like, that's not. Obviously, you know Electro's in it, right? That's not a spoiler.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. No. I don't care about like who's in it. That's fine.
All right, cool. Right. Well, he meets up with Jamie Foxx's sort of version of Max Dillon, and it's not how it is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, I see what they're doing now. And then it references later on when you meet someone what happened to the cross species member from the first game.
Yep.
And I was like, what happened to them actually? And it's like they could just be contained. The hell was that?
I was coughing.
Right, they are no longer with us in this world. Spoiler alert, but you find out why, and you see them, and I was kind of like, oh, whoa, okay, so this is a direct sequel to the first game. It ties in, and they even mention fighting the guy with giant robots. Like, they talk about the threats to the city, and he says there was lizards running about, and then there was the guy with giant robots, which is obviously the first game. The city, Andy, is probably the biggest city in any Spider-Man game ever. It feels huge. Like, literally feels huge.
What are the like people like in the city? Please tell me people are cool.
Well, I haven't been on the street level, to be honest.
Okay.
From what I've seen, I'll get back to why I didn't feel like Spider-Man at first. Right? When you become Spider-Man after the Peter Parker part, and then the, I'm Spider-Man, I've blah, 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 I've done this. The guy's voice, I think it's the same guy that usually does the games, but he sounds too much like Tobey Maguire at the start, but that kind of goes off, right? The web swinging that everybody thought they knew what they were talking about, using left trigger for left swing, right trigger for right swing. Oh, he needs to actually latch onto stuff. It's not believable. Why are we only using one button to swing, and why can he swing in the... Who cares? It's a fucking game, and he's not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
It annoyed me to fuck it first, right? Because, see, the amount of times that I've hit the ground level because there's been nothing to swing onto, I'm like, thanks, assholes on the internet for complaining. Thank you. Is this what you wanted? I love, like, I played the Amazing Spider-Man in the PS3, like, just before the show because I wanted to compare. Now, I can jump in that and hold the button and swing about and it goes, woohoo! That's fine. See, in Spider-Man 2, I can swing about a certain point, but see, having to frequent my fingers get tired, I'm not going to lie. Like L2, R2 to swing fast.
Yeah, that's annoying, man.
It is annoying.
There was nothing wrong with the way it was in the first game. It was fine.
No, but see the amount of people, Andy, that's complained. Like, I know this because I've gone these sort of places. Don't ever talk. No, never to complain, right? But I just like to see what's been said. Like, I Google shit all day, you know that, and I just look up random stuff. And the amount of people that say, oh, it's not realistic, we need L2 for left swing, R2 for right swing. It's like, why? I'm hoping to find in the settings I can go back to one button swinging because it's really annoying.
That would make it better. And they did stop you, like, when you got out into the middle of the into the open in the last game. Because when you see you went above Central Park,
you had to fall. You had to use the trees.
You fell down,
So that was fine. But see, now you can be swinging through buildings, and if there's not one high enough, you fall. So, like, see if you think I'm going in a straight line here, and then there's a lower building. You have to fall low to grab onto that building. And see if you do right and it's left, you go the wrong way.
Mm.
So that's annoying, right? And at first you swing slow as fuck, right? And I was really annoyed with it, going, I'm going to hate this game, it's terrible. Once you get your first upgrade, it swings a lot faster, you know?
Okay.
You get the web boost. So basically you push R2 to do a right web and you hold L2 to do the boost. So that works fine. The storyline is actually quite good. They've referenced quite a good few Marvel characters that I'm not going to mention, especially the one where you have to take the photos of a certain... I won't even say what she is or he. no one knows. And
oh, you had to do things like that in the last game. Remember, you had
Oh yeah, they kind of tied in as well.
Yeah, because it was you had to take a photo of, a crime scene, and it was like Black Cat, and you had Vulture and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're kind of doing the same in here, but the one thing in this is, right, you've got a hero and villain meter, right? So here's one thing you'll like, Andy. Two things you'll like, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Comic book collecting's back.
Yay.
Random crimes.
Nice.
Right, so even when the worst thing about the last game, the best thing about Spider-Man games is just swinging about sometimes and doing random crimes. Agreed?
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. There wasn't really any random crimes in the last one. It was just like...
No, it was fixed
some
crimes.
Things to do, yeah.
And once you'd done them, there was nothing to do. Like, I 100%ed all the missions, right? I didn't get all the wee collectibles in the last one. 100% of the missions. See, once you've done that at the end of the game, there is nothing happening in the city.
Well, no... That's not quite true. Occasionally, the snipers would pop up and try and kill you, which is just annoying as fuck.
That's just ridiculous, right? But that's what I mean. There's nothing to do. Yeah. There's no like people to beat up in this. What happens is, right, you get like, say, a beat-up event. You know what they look like. Mm-hmm. Standard. You beat up the three guys. If you do it, right, a good news report comes on, and it's that Chinese woman, you know, the one that was in Oscorp with you the last time, taking photos. Mm. She reports and says, Spider-Man's a hero, and it puts your heroic thing up.
Hello?
See, hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Ah, right, sorry. But she, if you do it bad, or if I failed one, right, Jonah Jameson puts up one blaspheming your name. He's a menace! He turned up and helped it. I missed one woman, right? I missed one woman. This one of the events, Andy, see, instead of just car chases, right, which are much more complicated. You've got your beat-up event. Car chases I've done, right? Mm-hmm. On the car, instead of just slamming the front of the car and dodging, you have to go to the left side, pull out a guy, go to the back, rip out the window, and this is all like while dodging and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can move about the car while it's moving, right? So you push left and you go to the left door and you can punch the guy in the face, pull him out, go to the back, rip out the window. You tap square to pull the hostage out. If you miss the hostage, you have to go round to the other side, deal with the other guy. So it's a bit more complex. The fire, building fires, here's the one cool thing. Spider sense is in this game.
Ah, okay, so like you run past and you'll go, bing.
Yes.
Nice.
And you can activate it yourself if you're in a mission. You hold up on the D-pad and it kind of goes, not bat vision, but more like actually a Tom Clancy vision, if you know what I mean. Andy.
Do ya?
What are you doing?
I was coughing.
Right, you know, like, it's kind of like Tom Clancy vision. And you can see, like, heat vision, basically. That's your spider vision. And you can upgrade that. That's part of your... There's so much more to upgrade in this, right? You're swinging through, and then I went to the fire, used my spider sense, couldn't find the last guy, because it's kind of hard to do depth perception when it's kind of like nighttime vision. Missed him, and then because I didn't get him in time, it says that I turned up. The news report comes up and says that I turned up and hindered the fireman's progress. And I'm like, Jameson, you asshole. So you've got to keep your hero or villain meter up. I've came to a point where, do you know Kingpin's in the game? If not, you do now. Kingpin's,
well, I would imagine that you may be.
Kingpin's working with Harry, and they've set, well, they're supposedly doing it for the good. They set up these like Oscorp guys on gliders, kind of like the Goblin's glider. And if your meter falls below heroic, they actively pursue you in the city, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking annoying because your heroic meter goes down pretty fast. Because if you're not heading towards one, see if I've targeted one and I head towards it and I miss it, right? My heroic meter goes down. See if I miss it and I wasn't heading towards it or it wasn't thingied, it doesn't go down. So my best thing is kind of don't head towards it and then chance upon them. Because if you don't get there in time, it'll put your heroic meter down.
Yeah, that's a bit shit.
Right. The heroic meter doesn't affect the game too much anyway, right? Anyway, the next cool part, you've got a certain cameo. I won't ruin it because it's so brilliant. A cameo from Stan the Man, right?
Nice.
His part in the game is brilliant, right? He's actually a main sort of part in this one. And you know how he was in the first one? It was Stan's apartment you were thinking?
Yeah, and you also got to play as him in one of the DLC things.
Yeah, and you got to collect the pages. Yeah, that's cool. Well, this one, he's actually a character in the game. And he's got like a sort of, it's like your secondary hub in the city.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a place of work, and I won't tell you anything more about it. I'll let you discover it yourself, folks. Your other pub I can tell you about is Aunt May's house, and it's an exact replica of the one from the movies. It's brilliant.
Nice.
You got to Peter's room and your closet's there. The way to get there, right, is you have to catch the train. So there's a subway system. The train's going round. You have to, like, follow it in the map and, like, go to it to, like, teleport home or zap home. It's kind of a nice wee trick. It's usually close by to you, if you know what I mean, like before you lock onto it, and then it starts moving more or less. You get onto it and your closet's there, and I started out, I got the Electro proof suit, which looks weird. I've not met Electro yet. I got the Spider-Man suit from Spider-Man 1. I got the Spider-Man suit from the new one. I got the Vigilante suit from Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 1. Mm-hmm. And that's all so far, but there's like 15 costumes in this one. I've unlocked another one during gameplay just there.
Now, you know what I'm going to ask you next?
What?
Can you wear them?
Yes.
Yes!
Straight away, Andy. First time you can go back to Aunt May's house, you can change your costume. I changed straight away back into the Amazing Spider-Man 1 costume that I prefer.
Yeah.
And then during a mission, I was underground. And you know how some missions in Spider-Man are stealth, kind of like the Batman. You have to do that. There was one of them. It was absolutely fine. Got to the Oscorp thing, and it was a black suit. He said, I wonder if I can incorp this into my tech. And it turned out it was Miles Morales' suit. Do you know what came up on the screen, Andy? This is what I was going to tell you. Do you want to wear your new suit now?
Nice.
So I went, fuckity-do, yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, Miles Morales, as you know, I like him. I think he's a great character. And I'm swinging about as Miles Morales just now. I have to crash a party at some... I don't know what I have to do. I'm working for somebody just now that I don't understand why Peter's just went, oh, okay. But I suppose this is the first time he's met him. So we'll wait and see what happens. But basically, no big event has happened in the city, you know, to change the landscape or to... Basically, all I've got is your basic criminals. You know how in the last one, at some point, you had, like, the escape prisoners, you had the mutated folk and stuff. There's nothing like that yet. I fought my first boss, right? And I'm going to tell you who it is.
Who is it?
Do you know who Hermann Schultz is?
Hermann Schultz. Is he Hammerhead?
Well, he's been mentioned in police reports. Hermann Schultz is one in the pink, two in the stink.
The pink two? What?
It's called the Shocker.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you get it? Yeah. Right, and when you first meet him, he's got like a yellow puffer jacket on, a black Bane-style vest, and just like cargo pants with boots. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's kind of a cool modern way of doing the Shocker. Like, he's got a yellow kind of puffer jacket.
Yeah.
Then he gets like a sort. Then he go into a place where they've all like robbed sort of things. So he's got a mask on, and he's went for a yellow mask. So he fucking looks like the Shocker. And it's like, that is a genius way of doing it, instead of just having this stupid like bodysuit that was like crisscross yellow. So he broke into the place, obviously, to get. This wasn't main storyline sort of thing. It's kind of during your training sort of part at the beginning, and you fight him, and then like he steals the Shocker things, and Shocker's your first boss. And the way they'd done it was just, I really like that it's a puffer jacket, you know what I mean, instead of latex. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been doing a lot of stuff like that. And Arrow has as well.
No, I mean with well-known characters.
The Shocker isn't that well-known, come on.
For Spider-Man fans, he is.
The Shocker is somebody that could, well, I suppose he's a Spider-Man villain, but he could have easily appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's on the same level as, like, Blizzard.
I don't think he'd have been allowed to.
No, he's probably
not really. He's on the same level as Rhino in that respect, because Rhino gets beaten in 2 seconds usually by Spider-Man, unless an artist decides to do a whole arc on him.
I'd put Rhino higher up than Shocker, miles higher up.
Not really. He's a two-bit villain, but Shocker is, I know what you mean, he's a bank robber that usually gets dealt with in a couple of panels, but it was kind of cool the way that they done him with the puffer jacket. But yeah, the game looks nice, right? The thing with every open world game, right, I'm going to criticise this a bit, there's parts of the city that looks bland. Why? Why am I looking at boring ass buildings? Why have you not got billboards fucking everywhere? And I don't just mean in the suburbs, right? I can appreciate the suburbs and no billboards, but seeing some parts of the city, if you travel to bits that you don't really need to go to, it's boring, it's just plain buildings. It's like, why does this look like this?
Yeah, that's what I felt about Lego Marvel. It was like that as well. I think they tried to make it kind of almost too much like the real New York.
Realistic, yeah. That's what I think's happened. Basically, it feels real. You're swinging about right in the air, and it goes like... The closer you get to the ground, you hear meh, 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 you know, like cars and stuff, so it's realistic. Yeah. But when you're up in the air sometimes, hearing it's kind of like, oh, come on. Obviously, the music does kick in now and then, but
are there planes?
It's not always. I haven't seen... There's helicopters.
Well, I suppose the planes wouldn't be that low down.
Here's one cool thing. the combat is much more improved, right? You know how in the last one, when you got like your warning thing to counter, it was like set a second and then you failed it?
Yeah.
This one has got a wee bit of leeway. It's like 2 seconds almost. So when you see it, you don't have to like, oh shit, triangle. You can see it and then hit triangle if you've missed it, and it'll usually still do it if it's still red. If it goes to white, the guys hit you, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to learn dodge very quickly if there's guys with guns, because Spider-Man can't get shot a lot.
Yeah.
You push triangle and left and he dodges. You can hang down from lampposts. Like, you can go in a lamppost and click L3 and he'll do the typical Spider-Man upside down. You can lower yourself up and down, which is pretty cool. So see, instead of in the stealth bits, Andy, when you used to just be go above them, target them, hit R1, this time you click L3 and you lower yourself down to above them, you know? So it's kind of like more tactical. Basically, everything in the first game, from the 2 hours that I've played it, they've improved on everything. The coolest part, I'll finish up here because obviously you need to talk and we'll finish up because you've got Gaming History 101. The coolest part is, see every single suit, Andy?
Yep.
Has got its own statistics, right?
And it's it'll improve your stats depending on what. Yeah,
but,
cool.
But it's also got its own level, so you can level up the suits.
Right.
So, say you like Miles Morales best, like me. I could level that up, whereas like my Amazing Spider-Man 2 suit just now is like level 6, because obviously I've used that most, it's a standard one, but the rest of them at level 1, so you can level up whatever suit you want, which is cool. So, if you're using like a new suit, it might have better bonuses, but it's weaker than like your level 10 suit, so it's kind of complex that way.
What sort of bonuses are you talking though?
Well, one of them like improves your stealth. The anti-electro suit obviously like has got better electricity resistance. One of them's got better heroic. See, if you put on the original costume, it's got better heroic points. So when you break up the crimes, when you fight the crimes and stuff, it gives you more points. One of them's like stealthier, so it's quieter. One of them get faster web swing. You know, so it's all different variant. You have to basically choose the one that's for your playstyle.
Nice.
So it's quite cool the way they've done it. And I like the fact you can level up. Like, obviously, you've got your upgrades. Like, the last one, it had, like, one page or two pages of upgrades. This one's got, like, 8 or 9 lines, and I haven't even locked the bottom two, so I don't know what I'm upgrading later. I've got so far, like, after I took a part out the Shocker's gloves, and it upgraded my web shooters so I could, like, do a sort of boomf, basically. You know, like, Hadouken almost with web. Which is a typical Spider-Man upgrade, but it's a nice way of explaining it. The city can be dull, but I've showed you, I put a screenshot up on Facebook earlier, there are parts. Oscorp looks like it does in the movies, which was one of my complaints about the last game. Oscorp didn't really look like much else apart from a shiny skyscraper in the first one. But this time, it's the same map as the first game, but it's realistically scaled, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Does, remember how in the first game when you had your loading screens and it would pop up with the text messages and stuff from the social networking?
Unfortunately not. That was one of my other gripes I was going to say. The loading screens, but this just doesn't just apply to this game. A lot of next-gen games' loading screens suck. Like, it took not an extensive amount of time. I don't mean I had time to go and make a coffee and stuff, but just enough that, like, say, return home, yes, and you have to wait for it to go to 100% to load, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in now.
Do you know what the noise were for me, right? Lego Marvel had them. But in between every level, right, they had these, when you were going into it and come back out from a level, it had this, it was basically a loading screen popped up, and it had a spinning shield logo.
Right.
That was it. And it would spin the shield logo until it was ready to go. But do you know what was the most annoying thing about it? Every single one of them was skippable.
Oh my god.
Just wipe them out. Just like,
a bit like Lego
level, boom, there you go.
A bit like Lego City Undercover. I did like that Lego game, actually. But it's not worth keeping a Wii U for. The other cool thing is, you know how you've got your like Spider-Man vision? You push R1 and you can like, zip to a place. This time, you don't just zip to a place. You can target an enemy and you will zip to him like that and attack him.
Ah, so you can take him down with that?
Yeah, instant attack. Well, sometimes you take him out, sometimes you don't. You can, if you hit L1, it stealths him and it takes him out. Sometimes if there's guys about him, it won't, you know. Game rules, if there's one guy left, he dies with a punch. Batman Arkham says hello. You know, it's like all the guys are tough as nails, and then when there's only one left, bang, you're down.
Punch him in the shoulder and he just dies.
The other thing is, if they're holding a weapon next to their arms, it's kind of hard to see. It's got an L R2 or R1, and I can't remember, R1 and L1, and if you've got the bit where he's gripping the handle, you target that and you push R1 and you can web whip the gun out of his hand before he comes towards you.
Ah, nice. Well, I mean, Spider-Man does that all the time.
Yeah, so you can do that. He does it in the new film to Rhino. You can do that. It's kind of hard to see. Like, you can see two wee black bits, and it's kind of difficult to figure out what way he's holding the gun. But yeah, you can flick it out his hand. Nice. You've got your signature moves again. Here's one. Spider-Man doesn't feel as light in combat. He feels more heavy, like Batman. Not as heavy as Batman in Origins. He doesn't, like, ground himself. He's still jumping about. But he feels like he packs more of a punch in this one rather than just, like, slapping him on the head. You know, like in the last one.
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man games have always made him feel like he's going on somebody's head. You know, like, ruffling their hair. Mm-hmm. This one actually feels like you're punching him, which is good. Yeah, so I would recommend this game to anyone that liked the last game. And I know Andy's getting it in Fraser, so... You getting it in Friday, or...?
Probably not.
No.
I would love to, but probably not.
So, I think that's all about I've played this week. There might be more, but do you want to wrap up with your talk about your game? And it will lead into your nice segue plug for what's on next.
Yeah, well, I've pretty much spent all week my gaming time playing fucking Final Fantasy VIII. And that's just been a fucking slog, I tell you something, man. And do you know, I couldn't even finish it. Couldn't finish it. Do you know how many hours I have into it now?
40, 50.
60 fucking... I think 66 hours.
Jesus.
And Jesus. I didn't even get it finished. And
no trophies either.
I know. And do you know, like, not even that did I not get it finished. Like, I'm still fucking on disc 3. I've just got the Jesus. Ragnarok.
Jesus. You're well behind.
I'm like, what the hell did I do? What did I do with all these hours?
Have you been playing Triple Triad?
No, I've played a total of 3 games of Triple Triad in the whole time, because I was like, I'm not going to bother, because I can't be bothered. But I tried to go and kill that Jumbo Cactuar last night. He's got like 90,000 HP, and like he does the 10,000 needles attack, so you're attacking him and wearing him down, bringing the guys back to life. And then it got to the point where it says Jumbo Cactuar is hesitating, so I was like, try and pummel him. And, like, I tried to pummel him with, like, my 2 water GFs, and he killed them both and then ran away. And I was like, fuck off, because he was down at, like, under 10,000 HP left. I was raging. Yeah. So I kind of gave up at that point. But, like, that's just pretty much back to where I was with the game way back. And it's about as far as I've gotten. I think I got to fight Soul Sword of Sidel. That's the furthest I've got.
Remember to draw.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what's taking me all the time, man. Draw.
Having to
draw,
recover from drawing. Because you have to draw and then it's like recover, heal. Yeah.
But draw. You know, I spent hours doing that.
I thought it was clever at first, but then because there's missable draws, it's like, fuck off. I miss materia.
Oh, the Jeffs. The GFs. Well, I mean, I know where all the GFs are, so I didn't miss any. Jamalice is asking what I played it on. Stay tuned, and you can find out in Gaming History 101 live on allgames.com in about 41 minutes. Jamalice, and I'll tell you then.
Okay, is that you?
Yeah,
because you're going to be talking about this game in an hour.
I'm going to be talking about it on Gaming History 101, so I don't want to shoot my load early.
Yeah, so 42's game of this week's Amazing Spider-Man 2. It's not groundbreaking, but if you like Spider-Man and you thought the last one was good fun, or any Spider-Man game was good fun, then you'll like this. Okay, so we'll do a wee bit of plugging and then we'll head off. Andy?
So you can find me also on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast, which is on allgames.com on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern midnight Greenwich Mean Time. It's me and Mr. Chip Seller from the B-Team podcast, and we talk about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all things Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I can't wait that long. Also check out obviously the B-Team podcast on Thursday nights, also on allgames.com. Check out Boom Explode podcast, the Horseplay podcast, the guys over at TPS UK. And also check out 42level1.com for all of the reviews and features and all that good shit. And I believe we've got a little announcement for next week, Ali.
We do. I was
going to
do that one.
Yeah, I was going to let you, man.
Yes, next week we are starting the long and coming, took us long enough, Comic Book 101. This will be from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock after 42. So every month we'll be doing Comic Book 101 presented to you by 42 Level 1. So go and like that on facebook.com/comicbook101. Get us on Twitter at comicbook101. We're going to be doing a book every month. The first book is called Saga, picked by Mr. Ross Shaw. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take turns in nominating a book, and every month we're going to do an hour covering this, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good fun because we've got some good comic-minded people. It'll be good arguments and good discussions, and if we can keep it under an hour, it has to be under an hour.
Yeah, it has to be.
So yeah, check us out for that. Read Saga. Obviously, me and Ross, we've got Starling City Radio. Two episodes ago, we interviewed Mike Grell. Fabulous interview, great guy. He's obviously one of Arrow's founding fathers. And we've got an episode tomorrow night, I believe. Ross got kept into work till 5 a.m. the other night. That's why he couldn't do it.
Is that Simon Cowell riding him hard?
Probably, yeah. more like David Williams. But Starling City Radio.tk. You can find out a load of good stuff there. You can get us on all games just before Shieldcast on Friday at some time. And we've got Speed Force podcast coming out as well. I was telling somebody today, Andy, I've got 4 shows to go. And he's like, really? I goes, yeah, almost was 5 of Sons of Anarchast got off the ground.
You know, I'm quite glad we never did that one.
But the interest was there before it was even a show.
I know.
So, check out Comic Book 101 next week. If you listen to 42 and you like comics, then read Saga. I don't know much about that book, and from what I've read of, it's not my usual sort, but it'll be good to hear opinions on. Check out Gaming History 101 with Fred. It's on at 12 in Britain after us. Check out Matt's show, Video Game Outsiders. Check out anything Sean Freeman touches, although just now he's away touching the Caribbean. Not that Sean Freeman touches things, but Matt Bradford's on like later on tonight, I think. I don't know if it's on or not, but he does Video Game Outsiders with 2 other guys that don't know who they are. But 42 Level 1, we're going to be Eurogamer this year. Basically, that's most of what I've got to say, because I really want to go and play Spider-Man. But stay tuned for Andy joining Fred on Gaming History 101, which is coming up. And Watch 24, damn it. Okay, guys, so that's been all. You're not getting an outro this week because I don't have it up in time. But thank you for listening. Tune in again.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Bye now.